Good evening. So here we are again, the EAEM podcast, once again. I've definitely had a better day today. I've been feeling a bit, not myself the past week, as you've probably heard me say the past couple of days. But yeah, there was definitely something up the past few days, and I'm glad that I've managed to shake it before the new moon day today. Angel numbers popping up all over the place as well, telling me that I needed to watch what I was thinking, because I'm manifesting what I'm thinking, and I wasn't thinking great. So I'm glad that I'm feeling tip top, back to my normal self, feeling, I mean, I was still feeling positive, but yeah, there was definitely something bothering me. Like, I was getting mad. Like, I could feel myself getting mad at certain situations, and trying to be aware that I was mad. I'm still learning myself, people, still learning myself, and some days life definitely throws you curveballs, and we just need to learn to deal with that. Like, but that's it. I'm out the other side, big smiles, like, life is good. I mean, life is still good, even when it was throwing me those curveballs. You know, life was good. I just didn't know how to handle it, because I had something on my subconscious mind that I managed to work out really, really well, a lot quicker than what I would normally have done. So it was good. It was good that I've managed to work through that, and now I am feeling better. So, on my run this morning, kind of like having a few thoughts about what I'm going to do on the podcast, but in Thai it's so difficult, because you think of these absolutely amazing ideas when you're running, but then you see the second that you get back from having that run, like, those thoughts have gone, completely and utterly gone. I even, like, halfway through running, I, like, pulled out my phone, and it's quite annoying, actually, because I've got, like, those pairs of shorts where my phone's at, like, my bum, like, on my back, basically, and it's, like, a zip-up pocket, so kind of, like, while I'm running, I'm trying to get into the zip pocket so I can get my phone out so that I can write something in the notes. I managed to do it, and then after that, I found it so difficult trying to do it, that kind of like the other thoughts that I had were just like, nah, it's not, and it's like, it's too difficult to pull out my phone and everything like that. So, but I managed to write like a tiny little sentence down, and then when I got back to the van, I managed to kind of like decipher it and got some stuff written down. Doing my TikTok as well, like, that's normally what I do in the morning. Kind of like, I go for my run, and then I think about what I'm going to post up on my TikTok. I mean, my TikTok is very much like this podcast, but smaller. And if you found me through TikTok, then absolutely amazing. Kind of like, I can't thank you enough, that you've came and had a listen. Through me pastoring you through TikTok, so thank you very much. It's very nice of you to be giving me a chance. And exactly as I've said on my TikToks or in previous episodes of this podcast, my end goal is just to be helping people. That is just what I want to be doing. Like, I mean, if I can tell you my story and you can take anything away from that and you can walk away with it and bring that into your life, then happy days. That's all that I want to do. So yeah, so I mean, I quite enjoy the TikTok. I quite enjoy talking to the people who talk to me. I quite enjoy kind of helping them out as well. It's great. I love it. So yeah, so kind of never ever think if you do talk to me and stuff like that, then never ever think that kind of you're getting in the way, because I would just tell you if you were getting in the way. But I literally am here to just help. I just want to help as many people as possible. Because yeah, like both, I say it a bit later on in the podcast anyway, you know. But yeah, you don't want to get to your deathbed and be looking back at your life and regretting it. You totally don't. So if I can make anybody realize that they're worthy enough to be doing the things that they think that they want to be going and doing, then you are worthy enough. Go and seize your goals, because the only person who's holding you back is yourself. Abdi else believes in you. Abdi. Everybody believes in you. Believe me, everybody does believe in you. It's just trying to find that step where you start believing in yourself. Once you start believing in yourself, it's amazing. It's amazing what you can achieve. Well, look at me here, like talking over a podcast. You know, like about 3 weeks ago, I would have never have done this. My ego would have got the better of me. I would have been too scared of what people were going to think about me and other people's opinion of me, basically. And the fact that now I'm not worried about what any other people's opinion of, and the fact that I'm starting to help people is absolutely amazing. So I'm glad that I took the jump. So you can take the jump as well. You totally can. Just believe in yourself. Just go away and do it. Yeah, it's scary. The first couple of days where you're not too sure what's gonna happen, but that's it. You'll never know if you don't try. If you don't try, then don't complain about it. Don't complain that your life's crap if you're not willing to put in the effort to try and change your life. Like, I mean, you know what you need to be doing. Deep down inside yourself, you know that I'm not happy with this certain aspect of my life. But I completely understand, because I remember when I was there, when I wanted to lose weight and I was like massive and everything like that, and yeah, like it. But I think it was the fact that I was probably looking at the six pack, we all want the end result, do we? We don't want to put the work in to actually do it. But then once you start putting in the work and kind of you start seeing differences within yourself. And it was funny that book that I saw where kind of success, and it showed you the line of success. And we think that it's meant to go like diagonal, you know, like, so if you've got a piece of paper and then it just goes diagonal, and that's how we think that progress should be. But it's not. Progress kind of like goes on a low line right until where most people give up. It's only where just if you kept on trying, then you start seeing results, basically. And I mean, it's mental. It's mental looking back, because I took photos through like every day when I was running to put it up onto my Under Armour app, and kind of like going through all those photos is mental now. Where I look unwell, like grey in the face and white, and just like, yeah, not very healthy at all. And then to start seeing the color coming into my face, and then like my cheekbones start melting away, Yeah, looking back at that now is it's absolutely amazing. But there was times where I kind of like that I just didn't think I was losing any weight. Like, I mean, still now, I'm a hell of a lot skinnier than I am. You know, like I'm wearing small clothes now in some clothes. But when I go out shopping for clothes, I've still got that like fat guy mentality where I don't know what kind of size is gonna fit me, so I'm buying an extra size up instead of going down the way. And then I get home and then the clothes is well too baggy and it doesn't even fit me. And of course, no, me being an absolute idiot, I take the tags off of it as well. So then you're stuck with this clothes, which is gutting. So yeah. And of course, because of all COVID and everything like that, you can't try on the clothes either. So it's a bit of a nightmare, shall we say. But yeah, keep on pushing for your dreams. Because age isn't a number. Age isn't a number. What are you talking about? Age is just a number. So you make the rules in your own life. So if you think that you're too old to get started, then you'll never get started. But if you look at yourself and be like, well, no, I've still got plenty of time to be doing the things that I want to do, to be doing the things that I want to push myself into. We've just got to remember that our brains love living in the comfort stage. And your ego will tell you all the reasons why you shouldn't be doing it. Like, I mean, today, with me, when I got up, like, my back's been a bit sore recently. So, kind of like, I got up and kind of like, my back was a bit sore. And instantly, my ego, instantly, kind of like, well, I think also the fact is normally I go run, and normally I don't go running on a Thursday. And I went running today. So I think that's why my brain instantly was like, nah, you don't need to go running today. Like normally you don't go running today, so it's fine. Like your back's sore. And I nearly agreed with it. Instantly nearly agreed with it. Was like, that's probably a good answer. You know, like I just won't go running. And then my higher self came in and it was like, no, what the fuck are you two talking about? Like, let's get running because the running is where we feel good. And I'm glad that I did because I went out and got like one of my fastest runs at 30 minutes and 3 seconds. And yeah, I think like I'd done a different route today that wasn't so hilly. Kind of like the runs that I've been doing recently have been mega hills. I can run up hills. Like, I hate running up hills, but I can do it. Like, and I can do it non-stop as well. Like, I think the one the other day, kind of like I chose a route on Monday and I was like, oh, I haven't run up this way. Like, I'll go and have a look where it is. And my God, like, I nearly died. It's like 182 meter, kind of just uphill, just a total incline the whole entire way. And it was like, oh my God. But that's it, I can do it. Like, I can set my mind, like, once I get up to the top of the hill and my legs are all dead and kind of like you've got all that like butterfly legs and kind of like you can barely walk and nothing like that, and you've still got like 2 and a 2.5K to go, and you're like, oh my God, am I gonna manage this? But that's what I find with running. There's those lulls with running where you get that lull where you're like, oh my God, I need to stop. But if you continue on pushing yourself, just be like, shut up, brain. You don't know what's best for me. And just continue on running, then yeah, it gets better. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, it's nice. This is nice and easy. I'm like, I can start running now for absolutely ages, and then that lull kicks in again, and then you're back wishing the run would be over. But that's it. Kind of like, if I had listened to my ego, then I would never have achieved that goal. So stop listening to the ego when it's telling you everyone will be looking at you, or that it's cringy to start that, or like it is just literally your ego trying to keep you in that comfort zone. As I said, I just tell mine to shop. Shop. You're not stopping me today. It's not happening. Like, I take control. The ego doesn't take control anymore. Because if my ego is still taking control, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you guys right now on my mobile phone and my little microphone that I've got. Like, I just wouldn't. My ego would be holding me back from this. So, yeah, like, stop letting your ego hold you back. When your ego is telling you it's cringy and all that kind of stuff, that is just it's just trying to hold you back, trying to keep you in that comfort zone that our brains so love to be in. But as I've said before, you need to prove to your head that you're a bad motherfucker and you can do these things. So start setting the goals. Start achieving those goals. But stop setting high goals. Start setting really low goals. Really low goals. You know, like, your goals could be to get up and make your bed and to open your curtains. Like, that is a goal. So start doing that. Then you'll start showing your brain that, well, I can start achieving these tasks. Then once you've got that down for a few weeks or a month, then move on to something else that's easy, that you don't do, but it's easy. I mean, you could even say to yourself that you're going to go out for a 30-minute walk every day and just do it. You do have time, honestly, you do. Because I used to think that as well, where I was like, oh no, I don't have time. I don't have time to be doing this. I don't have time to be going for a run and then going for a walk and doing all those things. Like, I've got loads of things to do. And that's it. Kind of like, I still do all those things. Like, I come home and cook and pack a dishwasher and kind of like hang up, like, wash clothes, hang up washing. But kind of like, I'm going out. It's managing your time a bit better. Because I used to sit on my phone for 45 minutes easily, just sitting there on my phone doing nothing, wasting time. So that's it. Let's put down the phone, let's just go out for a walk, go out and do something, go out and achieve something, make yourself feel good. Start telling yourself that I feel good, I am worthy, I am great. Be your biggest hype man, because nobody else is going to do it for you. All the people who are kind of like thinking that they're going to get saved one day, kind of like, and I used to think that as well, that kind of like, oh yeah, well, like, I don't really need to look for my dream job because, like, just someday it's just going to fall on my lap. And I used to think like that. So there's obviously other people who think like that, but that person isn't going to come and give you your dream job or anything like that. So let's start working towards our goals, because you can achieve it. You can achieve anything that you want to achieve. Once you start realizing that you can achieve anything that you want to achieve as well, then the world is your oyster. And the great thing is that you do it with a big smile on your face as well, because now you're happy within. You've noticed that, well, I don't need this outside. I don't need this outside stuff. Because I've found the happiness from within myself. I think that's it as well. Like, do you really want to be looking back on your life, on your deathbed, and being like, I regret the things that I didn't do? Or do you want to look back at your life and think that kind of like, I seized every opportunity possible in my life and I'd done the things that made me happy. Like, I forgave people when it came to the chance. I didn't hold grudges, which we all know that I used to do, but now I'm not. So yeah, like, I think that's it, you know, like, I want to be on my deathbed and know that I forgave people at every opportunity possible, that I loved big, and I actually made an impact on the people I met through my life. Instead of looking back at my life and being like, I wish that I'd said that to that person at that moment, or I wish that I'd done this, and I wish that I'd said this, and I wish that I'd done this with my life, and I wish that I'd started that, and I wish that I didn't let fear hold me back to go and jump in the sea, and like that kind of stuff. Because that's the mental thing as well. Like I now look back at this now and think, kind of like, if I hadn't figured out who I was, I definitely would have been one of those people who was regretting it loads. Like I would have been one of those people. And thinking about it makes me quite sad, thinking that I would have regretted things in my life for not actually being truly me. But now that I am truly me, and I'm now seizing every day, kind of like I've been running around today because we're going camping. Like straight, I'm just gonna be picking up my little boy straight after nursery tomorrow, and we'll be straight out. Kind of like I've been running around like crazy, buying like cool boxes and getting some other stuff. Kind of like camping's expensive when you're with kids, though. My God, can like spend it's thinking about all the things that they're gonna need. See, if I was going out by myself, I well wouldn't need half of this stuff. But going out with kids is just like, oh my God, like, have we got enough juice? Have we got enough food? Is there gonna be enough this? Is there gonna be enough that? So, hey, it's quite stressful, but I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm also hoping to try and get some videos while I'm out as well, to put on to the YouTube channel, Ian Appreciates the Small Things. But yeah, so yeah, kind of like, so yeah, the fact that I would have regretted it, in my life, definitely. So let's change that today, because we live in the present moment. Instead of chucking on Netflix, go out for a walk, listen to nature. You'll find you'll feel more calm, and hopefully you can appreciate the small things in your life. As I said in the last episode as well, start a grateful journal. Not a grateful journey, but a grateful journal. You'll be amazed at all the good things in your life, because you're writing them down and you can look back at them and you'll be like, well, yeah, I am really grateful for all these amazing things in my life. So why do I think that I need this thing in my life to, when I've already got all these blessings and I've got a roof over my head and I've got food in my fridge and the freezer, I'm not gonna starve. I've got heat and shelter. Fine, we're doing not bad, people. We're really not doing too bad. So yeah, so go start the grateful journal. And yeah, just remember that happiness comes from within and not the next thing on your Amazon wish list. Which is always tough, because I've even got an Amazon wish list, which I'm looking at, but I think I've changed my Amazon wish list. It's more camping and video gear and stuff like that, stuff that I want to make my viewing experience a bit better. We might even, if I get enough followers, then I might even start recording the podcast and putting that up so that you guys can see it and you can watch it instead, and you can see my face and my facial experience, my facial experience of, yeah, God knows, my brain stopped working. My face, you can look at my face and see my facial expression. There we go, it came in the end. Yeah, so if you really wanted to see that, then yeah, we can start possibly doing that. And the more followers that we start getting in, because I'd say I've got high hopes for this podcast. I really do. I just really hope that we can start getting the followers in, and that I can just continue on doing this and helping people. Just thanks for listening, really, people. Honestly, I mean, I can't thank you enough. You have no idea how amazing it is knowing that there's people out there who are listening to me and taking my advice and going away and putting it into their life, and they're becoming happier, because that's all that I want really at the end of the day. So thanks very much for tuning in. It is really greatly appreciated. You have no idea. Kind of like I might be helping you guys, but you're helping me as well. It's a bit like therapy for me. I get to talk out all my problems and talk like what I've been through in my life, and yeah, it's like getting it off of my chest. And while I'm getting off of my chest, I'm able to help people as well. So happy days. It's all good. But anyway, people, remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. Peace and love as always, people. The next episode I'll probably record when I get back from camping. As I said, hopefully we'll get some videos up, and we can check that out. So yeah, check over. Well, I mean, it'll be after anyway, but yeah, I'll do the next episode on Sunday when I come back. I think I'm a bit ahead anyway, so it doesn't really matter. It's not like it's gonna matter any difference to you guys, but yeah. Anyway, guys, thanks very much for listening. Love as always. Ciao.